pay Alex Pettifer.
And he's coming up next, right here on Screen and Beyond.
On Screen and Beyond, an inside look into the entertainment world featuring interviews with people from the movie, TV, and music industry, news on upcoming TV and DVD releases, and the rumor mill. And now, here's the host of On Screen and Beyond, Brian Zemrak.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of On Screen and Beyond. This is episode 670 of the show that keeps you updated on what's coming your way as far as upcoming new movies, remakes, sequels, and TV and movie DVD releases, as well as our interview segment with a guest from the movie, TV, or music industry. This week on Screen and Beyond, Alex Pettifer is going to be joining us. He's in the new Lionsgate film Sunrise, which hits theaters and digital on demand on Friday, January 19th, so it's coming right up. And of course, Alex, you remember him from his appearances in Elvis and Nixon, Magic Mike, Lee Daniels, The Butler, and so many other films. Alex Pettifer is coming up in a few minutes right here on Screen and Beyond. We are very fortunate that we got a chance to talk with him, get a little information from him about his new film, and that's coming up in just a few minutes. And I want to remind you that if you have a hankering, an urge to get yourself an On Screen and Beyond mug, we've got them. You can go to onscreenandbeyond.com and you can just click on the button that says On Screen and Beyond merchandise, and that'll take you right to it. You can get yourself mugs and t-shirts and hats and hoodies and sweatshirts and jackets, whatever. It's all there. And we also have three different versions of the logo that you can use. It's just so many things you can check out. So if you get a chance, be sure to check that out at onscreenandbeyond.com. And what else we have going on here? Oh, yes, big news. We have Patrick Duffy coming up in a few weeks right here or a few episodes, I should say. Not necessarily a few weeks. But Patrick Duffy from Dallas and all sorts of different things. He's going to be joining us here at On Screen and Beyond. Normally, I don't tell you ahead of time, but it's definite. It's no questions. It's going to happen. And so get ready for that. It's going to be a lot of fun talking with him. And he is going to be in a play called Love Letters. And this is coming up in February. And it's a Saturday, February 10th, I think it is. I'm trying to look at my papers here while I'm talking. Yes, February 10th at the Arinda Theater in Arinda, California. And we're going to be talking with him. He's going to be there with Linda Pearl. Linda's going to be a guest here at On Screen and Beyond, too. Once again, Linda's been on before. So get ready for that. Like I said, they're going to be at the Arinda Theater in Arinda, California on Saturday, February 10th, and they're going to be performing the play Love Letters. So if you are in that area, please be sure to get your tickets. They're going fast, and you want to make sure you're there in the theater to see that play with those two people. It's going to be a great time. So, like I say, very shortly in a couple of episodes, Patrick Duffy will be joining us here on Screen and Beyond. So a lot of great things coming our way. Been moving along, trying to get things going, and we have just a lot of guests coming your way. So keep listening to On Screen and Beyond. And in the meantime, in between, we do a weekly, and right now, I got to tell you, we have this episode coming out, and we have another one coming out right after this one. So we have another guest who is in the film Sunrise, who is going to be talking with us. So things are just moving fast, a lot of stuff going on, and that's great. It's always good to have more and more guests here at On Screen and Beyond, so we get some specials. Normally, this episode would be our Sunday night episode, but since we have two people from that movie, which comes out on Friday, we're moving up to get these episodes out before the film is released. So we're not going to have one on Sunday this week because we're moving it. So anyways, it's a lot of exciting stuff coming your way right here on Screen and Beyond. So why don't we get right into it? Like I say, we have a quick interview with Alex Pettifer coming up in a few minutes, and it's time now to get into remakes, sequels, and prequels right here on Screen and Beyond.
Please hang up and try again.
Remake, sequels, and prequels. Sam Worthington confirms the imminent resumption of filming of the next chapter of Avatar, and he says it will be, quote, bigger than you can imagine, unquote. Jennifer Coolidge will co-star in the Minecraft movie alongside Jason Momoa, and Godzilla Minus One is winding down on its theatrical run, and it is going to quickly release a black and white version because they say it's scarier than when it's in color. And it's called Godzilla Minus One, Minus Color. And that's it for remakes, sequels, and prequels. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, upcoming new movies. Upcoming new movie, Selena Gomez will portray Linda Ronstadt in a biopic about the singer. And Patrick Warburton will star in and produce a sci-fi comedy horror. Wow, that's a lot. Sci-fi comedy horror film called The Unearthly. And Zachary Levi will star in the action thriller Hotel Tehran. And that's it for upcoming new movies. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Movies on TV and DVD and streaming. It looks like the film Thanksgiving from Eli Roth will hit Blu-ray and DVD on January 30th. It's available on digital right now. And lawman Bass Reeves rides on to Blu-ray and DVD on January 18th. January 23rd, Special Ops, Lioness Season 1 sneaks on to Blu-ray and DVD. Magnum P.I., the final season, comes to DVD on January 30th. And The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, lands on Blu-ray, DVD, and 4K on February 13th. And that is it for movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, it's TV and entertainment time.
Hey, this is Mark Cuban, and if you love television like I love television, you have to listen to On Screen and Beyond.
TV and entertainment time. It looks like the docuseries The Family Stallone will return for season 2 on Paramount Plus on February 21st. January 22nd, The Bachelor returns to ABC, and Sofia Vergara will star in Griselda on Netflix, starting January 25th as a drug cartel leader. And that's it for TV and entertainment time. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, we are going to be sitting down with Alex Pettifer, who, like I say, you remember him from Magic Mike or Elvis and Nixon, or Lee Daniels, the butler, and so many other things. And he is in a new movie from Lionsgate called Sunrise, which hits theaters and digital on demand on Friday, January 19th. Alex Pettifer, right here on Screen and Beyond. Joining us today on Screen and Beyond is an actor who we have seen in many films, including Magic Mike, Lee Daniels the Butler, Elvis and Nixon, and so many more. His latest film is Lionsgate's Sunrise with Guy Pearce. It's Alex Pettifer. Alex, welcome to Screen and Beyond.
See, now I couldn't have done it as good as you. I'll tell you that. You've got that very deep rustic voice that is made for radio. Yeah.
Well, Alex, it's such a pleasure to have you here. And let's start out with letting our audience know a little bit about Sunrise and your role in it.
Sunrise is basically about a family that are dealing with the struggles of the death of their husband and father. And they live on a farm in an ominous setting. You don't really know where. And one day a man enters their life for the better or worse, and kind of shines this light and projects the true reality of the situations that they're in, and how they overcome adversity and prevail in a very hard time in their life.
Very good. No giveaways or anything. Perfect. Well, Alex, I got to tell you, now, I don't know if it was the writers who were thinking this, or maybe they weren't even thinking about this, or if it was the way that you decided to do the role. But I thought your role as Fallon was very reminiscent of early roles by Clint Eastwood. I got that, the strong, silent type, it was quite good the way you did it. And, I enjoyed it.
The character was originally written, where he came into the film as kind of like this, anti-hero. I mean, he still is kind of a anti-hero. He's more of a metaphor for something, which I won't give away. And kind of saves the day. And I thought, with a family that is dealing with, dealing with racism, dealing with, really these negative attacks on them personally, dealing with their farm trying to be taken away from them, being manipulated. I was like, I don't feel, and I've seen it so many times in cinema where the anti-hero comes in and saves the day. And I was like, that's not the narrative or story I would like to be a part of, but I think it's important in our lives that characters come into our lives to shine a light on things that are wrong, and shine a light and guide us how we can solve these issues by ourselves, And I think Fallon has his own narrative and story submersed into this film that kind of coincides with what is going on with this family. But the family are the core and center of this, and it's nice to see that they find their own resolution, doesn't necessarily mean that it's a happy ending, right, or a sad ending, but because I won't give that away, but they find this resolution themselves, and that's powerful,
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's a lot more powerful than what we're accustomed to seeing,
Yeah. And I was impressed that the film, being a horror type movie, was more driven with the story as opposed to, let's see how much blood and gore we can throw around here. There was racism and things like that. And it was very interesting the way it was written.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, my production company produced the film alongside, obviously, other great producers. And I think for us as a company, it's very easy to fall into the horror genre of making a vampire flick and selling that kind of narrative, which people love. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of as well. But I really felt like there was an opportunity to tell a really, a forthtelling story here that is driven by characters and driven by the realism of what goes on in today's world and has gone on in the world for a very long time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, when we watch theater or cinema or go to the museum, we want to be either affected by it in a positive or a forethinking, and I think for me, with this narrative of the film, collaborating with Guy and Andrew and everyone else, we wanted to make a film that people kind of feel good and feel great watching the film. It's a really fascinating and methodical film, but also makes you think,
Oh, yeah.
I am Gary Sinise, and I'm done On Screen and Beyond.
And how did you get involved with the film?
I had worked with a producer on a film that didn't come to fruition, and they had reached out to our company to see if we would be interested. I then started having conversations with Andrew, and Andrew had been attached as a director, and we went through the script and kind of reshaped it and shifted it into what the film that you watched. And then I had worked with Guy Pierce, and so had Andrew, funny enough. And Guy signed on, and
that was it.
Yeah, the rest is.
Yeah. Okay. Final question, Alex. When you sit back and relax, what do you enjoy for TV and movies? What's your favorite TV shows now and of the past? And what's your favorite movies now and of the past?
My favorite TV shows.
What are you enjoying?
I love Fawlty Towers.
Yeah?
You probably don't know what that
is. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course I do.
Yeah. I love Fawlty Towers. I love... God. Are we only talking TV shows or TV,
movies
or
too? Sure.
Movies. I am a big cinephile. I watch everything. I really do.
Yeah.
I could give you a long list of films that I love. What is the most recent film I watched? I watched La Mezzarine, which is a Vincent Cassel two-parter, where he plays this kind of bank robber. Really fascinating film, French film. I watched La Piscine last night with Alain Delon. I also am loving Rick and Morty.
Yep. What a range there.
Huge range. Yeah. I also watched The Great British Bake Off. So,
Well,
I've actually been watching a lot of Marco Pierre White interviews recently. He's a British chef, and I mean Michelin star chef, and I've been watching a lot of how he talks about his life and his trajectory of how he became a restaurateur, and I also love podcasts, so a wide range of variety, should we say.
Well, Alex, I thank you so much for joining us here at On Screen and Beyond, and people should definitely be looking for Sunrise coming out with you and Guy Pierce, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And a shout out going out to Alex Pettifer for joining us here at On Screen and Beyond. Great guy, and a lot of fun talking to him. And his new movie, Sunrise, is coming out on Friday, so be sure to check that out. And like I say, check out his other movies, Elvis and Nixon, The Butler, Magic Mike, all those things. You know, he was in those, and I hope you enjoyed that one. And we've got another guest from the movie Sunrise coming right up in... You know, it's going to be coming out right off. We're not waiting another week for this one. It's coming right out. So get ready for that. And that's coming up. But we've got, like I say, more and more things coming your way. Patrick Duffy is going to be joining us here in a couple of episodes from On Screen and Beyond. So I hope you're getting ready for that, because we're going to be talking Dallas. We're going to be talking the Man from Atlantis and all sorts of other things. And he is going to be at the Arinda Theater in Arinda, California on February 10th with Linda Pearl performing Love Letters on stage right there live in front of you. So be sure to check that out if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area and can get over to Arinda, California to watch that. Take the BART from San Francisco and you can get right there. So going to be a good time, and be sure to check that out. But we have more and more stuff coming our way. And if you have a chance, listen to more episodes of On Screen and Beyond. Download as much as you can, whether you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbeam, all the different podcast providers that are out there, we thank you so much for listening to On Screen and Beyond. And I hope that, you know, like I say, you check them out, because we've got people you probably don't even know that we have had on here. We've had a lot of people who unfortunately have passed away. You probably won't hear any other interviews with these people unless you go to onscreenandbeyond.com and or your favorite podcast provider, and you can find them and hear them. Mickey Rooney, we had him on here. We also had Bob Barker, and just so many other people, and hope you'll check those out and hope you can enjoy those. So that's it. That's a wrap for this episode of On Screen and Beyond. So until next time, very shortly, when we once again take you on screen and beyond, I'm Brian Zemirak. Take care.